USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Several souls have been lost as an Amtrak train derails near Joplin, Montana, in the north-central part of the state. The westbound train with 8 cars and 2 engines was en route from Chicago to Seattle when it left the tracks about 4 p.m. Saturday. In all, 147 passengers were aboard. The NTSB is investigating. Georgia Senate candidate Herschel Walker discussed the America of today, Saturday, at President Trump's Save America rally in Georgia. One America News caught up with Mr. Walker at the rally.
Years ago, not too many people got involved in politics, but that just shows that people care about this country, that people care about this state. I think the turnout is absolutely incredible.
The center-left Social Democrat Party, or SDP, clinched a narrow victory in Germany's historic federal election on Sunday. It's a political comeback for the SPD, making its way for Chancellor candidate Olaf Scholz to form a new government coalition and lead Europe's largest economy into the post-Merkel era. USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, man. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
The House will vote on Thursday on the Senate-passed partisan infrastructure bill. That's the smaller one, pushing back an original planned vote for Monday. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Three major bills expected to come to the House floor this week, including the $1 trillion infrastructure package. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says it will pass this week.
We're going to pass the bill this week. I promised that we would bring the bill to the floor. That was according to the language that those who wanted this to be brought to the floor tomorrow wrote into the rule. We will bring the bill to the floor tomorrow for consideration.
Speaker Pelosi on ABC's This Week, she says the social spending package of $3.5 trillion is likely to be less than that because of some opposition from Democratic lawmakers. The other bill is funding to prevent a government shutdown.
A wild finish on Sunday Night Football last night. The Packers came back to beat the 49ers 30-28. USA Radio News.
Bingo lovers, you have to try Bingo Treasure, the bingo game you play anywhere. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com from your smartphone, your tablet, or your computer and play Bingo Treasure for free. Play one card, play more. Work your way through the maze of bingo fun. Bingo Treasure is bingo at the next level. Go right now to BingoRadioUSA.com for your free account and free play. Join the bingo revolution. It's free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com.
Project Dynamo was the name of the operation that rescued tens of thousands of Allied soldiers from Dunkirk in northern France during World War II. Today, Project Dynamo is a civilian-run and donor-funded organization that is committed to honoring the promise made to civilians in Afghanistan that aided Americans during the 20-year war. Jen Wilson is the Chief Operating Officer at Army Week Association and spearheading Project Dynamo. Ms. Wilson on Fox News is asking for help to get Americans still trapped in Afghanistan.
I really need someone in a position of power to allow us to start moving family members of Americans. So if there's anyone in position of power that can help us fix that part, it would be an enormous help.
Republican Senator Bill Hagerty from Tennessee and part of the Foreign Relations Committee has stepped up to help.
We absolutely are pressing Blinken. I will continue to do that. My staff worked through the nights, through weekends. It was an incredible feat. Before we exited Kabul, finally, we helped get loads of Americans out, and I really take my hat off to the work that my team did to work with the State Department to press them and help them. The State Department didn't have the capability on their own. We're going to continue to press them now. It's really a matter of competence, as you mentioned. We've got to press them to hold them accountable. You saw me question Secretary Blinken. There's a complete lack of accountability right now in this administration, but we're going to continue to keep the pressure on. They know that we want to see results here, and I absolutely am empathetic with her request.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.